Chapter 12. Sam Page had always known that retiring wouldn't mean giving up. You didn't spend your entire working life trying to assuage the anguish of damaged minds, only to switch off completely when a certain date on the calendar came around. Initially, he had tried to do just that. He had bought his lovely little cottage next to the marsh and had devoted every waking hour to his beloved hobby of nature watching. His garden was a glorious wilderness of plants and flowers and provided a haven for all manner of birds and animals, and he loved it. He also made plans to do all the things he had never found time for when working. Recently, however, he'd found his thoughts increasingly returning to psychology. It could have something to do with Laura Archer. She had been his star pupil, and throughout her subsequent career had continued to stay in touch with him. She could have been a real high flyer, rising to the position of senior lecturer at one of the best universities. She could have made a fortune as a private consultant. Instead, Laura had turned her back on all that and continued to work at grassroots level. She was now the Fenland Constabulary's on-call psychologist. Though slightly uncomprehending, Sam was pleased. He had moved to the fens, close to the marsh, so that he could spend time studying the migrant water birds that fascinated him so much. It also meant that he was able to see her regularly. Laura had become the daughter he'd never had, and he couldn't have been more delighted when she and Rowan Jackman finally decided to make a go of it. He just wished there was no dark shadow over their happiness. But until they caught Jackman's old nemesis, they would have no peace. Sam sat on his patio sipping tea and watching for birds out on the marsh. It seemed inconceivable that one man could evade an entire police force, all of whom were focused on bringing him down. Most worrying to him was that both his precious Laura and D.I. Jackman were clearly in the killer's sights. His mobile rang, startling him from his reverie. Laura? Staring unseeing across the marsh, Sam listened.
Okay. So what is easiest? Shall I come to you? Or would you prefer to come here?
He stood up.
On my way. I'll see you in half an hour.
He drove far too fast to her consulting room and skidded to a halt outside her door.
Sam, thank you so much for coming. I've just been trying to keep my cool while dealing with a new client who's suffering with major difficulties. I'm drained. Come on in.
Indeed, Laura looked grey, exhausted.
Let's go up to my apartment, Sam, she said. I need to get out of here.
Puzzled by this last remark, he allowed her to usher him out again, lock the door, and lead the way upstairs to her living area. He made them tea, and they sat in the lounge.
Tell me what's happened, Sam said gently.
From the beginning.
Laura took a deep breath.
Well, it started a couple of nights ago.
As she spoke, all her fears for Jackman and the state he was in poured out of her in a torrent. Her story began with a nightmare and ended with her sweeping shards of china and crushed white petals from the floor.
I can barely face going into my rooms anymore. He's taken what was beautiful and peaceful and poisoned it. He's like a terrible virus, contaminating everything he touches.
Just as he'd intended, Ashcroft had planted in Laura's mind the insidious notion that she might turn out to be responsible for pushing Jackman over the edge.
He's a master manipulator, Laura, Sam said. As we know from before, you must tell Jackman everything, now. You are not protecting him by keeping this awful violation to yourself. You are bowing to Ashcroft's will, playing into his hands. If you say nothing, you are handing control to Ashcroft, and he'll have won.
He took a sip of his tea.
And we changed the locks on this place. He clearly had no trouble picking this one, but there are better systems. I know it's a bit like bolting the stable door, but even so.
Laura nodded.
I'll do it as soon as I've talked to Jackman.
She let out a long breath.
You are right, Sam. I knew what I ought to do the minute it happened, but he puts such believable doubts in your head. It's like mind control.
It is mind control, Laura, and he's very good at it. Sam could see what lay behind Ashcroft's actions. He craved power. As a child, he had been helpless. Now, as an adult, he was taking his revenge. Sam badly wanted to see that video, but he wasn't about to ask Laura to sit through it a second time. He'd wait until Jackman got here.
Okay, I've procrastinated long enough.
Laura stood up and went to find her phone.
Here goes.
Sam listened. She did remarkably well, considering the state she had been in. Her tone was even. She sounded perfectly calm. Ending the call, she turned to Sam.
He's on his way.
The corners of her mouth lifted.
You know, I actually feel as though a weight has been taken off my shoulders.
Sam returned the smile. You've seized back control. You've told the truth. You won't have to struggle to keep it from Jackman. In any case, he'd have guessed there was something wrong.
Thank you, Sam. I don't know what I'd do without you.
Laura looked close to tears.
Not everyone is lucky enough to have a friend like you. Someone to pick them up and explain that they aren't as barking mad as they think they are.
Barking mad? Is that accepted psychiatric terminology? Sam smiled. Like Sam Page, Jackman drove too fast along the Fen lanes. As he went, he fought to retain his new persona, but the image of scarlet blood spreading across a white blouse kept going through his mind. By the time he arrived at Laura's, the determined, energetic Jackman was back in control. He hugged Laura, long and hard, and then he and Sam went downstairs to the consulting room. Jackman went to her computer and found the video Ashcroft had left.
Ready for this, Sam? Oh, yes. I'm going to be very interested to see how he works.
Jackman opened the file. When he finally closed it again, he realized that his jaw had been clamped tight throughout.
I wonder why, when we all know what he looks like, he has chosen to use a darkened silhouette effect, said Sam ruminatively.
I wondered that too, said Jackman. Maybe he's changed his appearance and doesn't want to be recognized, Sam suggested.
That could be the case, but Jackman knew Ashcroft. It could have been done purely for dramatic effect.
He's good, Sam said somberly. For a while there, he had Laura wondering. He put the thought in her head, knowing it would drive a wedge between you.
My poor Laura, Jackman whispered.
Unconsciously, he had clenched his hands into fists.
Where the hell is the bastard? He's everywhere and nowhere.
He turned to Sam.
You know, I wasn't going to get the suckers in. After all, we know he was here. We have a video to prove it. We also know who he is and a lot about him. There seemed no point. Now I'm thinking differently.
Sam looked at him with interest.
Go on. That plant. He had to buy it somewhere. If we can trace where it came from, we could discover if he has changed his appearance. And you never know. Maybe he left some small trace of himself behind. Forensics might pick up something that would give us a clue as to where he is staying. You know, like plant material, soil or fibres. It's a long shot, but I think it's worth a try.
Laura said she's had very few clients here recently. Most of her work has been in hospitals, prisons or the like.
Sam pointed to the door.
In which case, shall we?
Jackman nodded.
I'll ring this in and get a sweep done. The more I think about it, the more I realize we have to grab any opportunity to nail him.
After he made the call, he went back upstairs. Laura was wondering how she might cleanse the apartment of all traces of Ashcroft's presence. Jackman paused in the doorway. Maybe this was the moment he'd been waiting for. He took a breath and went in. Laura and Sam looked up.
All arranged?
Asked Sam. They are organizing to get someone out ASAP. He looked at Laura.
We have to hang on until they get here. Do you have a lot of work on today?
I've rescheduled the lot.
After that first consultation, I knew I wasn't capable of doing any more today. Jackman saw how tired and drawn she looked, and his heart went out to her. Ashcroft's deadly mind game had obviously taken its toll.
I know you won't mind Sam hearing this, Laura, but there's something I want to say to you.
She tilted her head to one side.
I overheard what you said about the way Ashcroft's ruined this place for you. The thing is, you don't have to worry. The renovations at the mill are all but complete. We can get it decorated, kitted out, and get carpeting down in no time. Sell the apartment, get it on the market immediately. I want you to come and live with me, permanently, as my partner. I won't throw the word marriage at you just yet, but damn Ashcroft, he's not going to stop us moving on.
Laura was staring at him as if he'd suddenly sprouted wings. He knew what she was thinking and couldn't suppress a smile. Where was the careworn, haunted man of a few days ago, and what had brought about this transformation?
Sam, meanwhile, was watching the two of them, his slightly bewildered expression slowly clearing.
"You really mean that?" Laura said.
"Of course I mean it." Jackman turned to Sam. "What do you think?" "Best thing I've heard all day. I shall treat myself to a little something with dinner tonight and raise a glass to you. Congratulations." "I think we can do better than that, Sam. Join us. I was going to take Laura to Johnny Bull's when we finish work. Mrs. Maynard is having a day off today and will be too tired to cook. I think we all deserve a meal out." "It's kind of you to ask, but you don't want some old fogey cramping your style," Sam said.
"Rubbish, please come," Laura added. "Without you, I'd still be paralysed by indecision, trying to find ways of keeping what happened here from Jackman. You saved us from disaster. Besides which, Johnny Bull's does the best home-cooked meals in the county. You can't turn that down."
Sam beamed. "Well, if you're sure." Jackman clapped him on the shoulder. "Certain. 7:30. We'll meet you there." He looked at his watch. He really should get back, and he had no idea when forensics would arrive. Sam read his thoughts. "If you need to get away, I'm happy to wait here with Laura." "I'm going to take you up on that. We're in an uproar over this sniper and the two deaths." He gave Laura a hug. "Ring me and let me know about the Sokols, all right?"
She held him tight. Extra warmth in her embrace, and he didn't want to let go. Reluctantly, he loosened his hold. Then he was driving away. His new, resolute self was holding out. But how long would it last? His jaw jutted. It would damn well hold out until Ashcroft and the bastard sniper were both under lock and key.